Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I pray that everyone is doing well out there. We continue to pray for those that are in Carolina, I believe, where the gunman came in and shot 9 people and killed them in a church Bible study. This is the day in which we live. Something like this has happened before. I believe in the Birmingham bombings 20 years ago, but it's the same spirit. It's the same spirit of hatred that is trying to permeate our land. It's the same spirit that is trying to cause division between races. It's the same spirit that causes division in churches. It's the same spirit that is trying to divide and conquer. But if we stand together, the enemy shall not be able to prevail. So we pray for those that have lost loved ones in a church Bible study, but we are still holding on to the unchangeable hand of the Lord, and we still are going to teach and preach the gospel. And that enemy is not going to be able to hide behind race. It is the spirit of Satan. It's the spirit of the Antichrist, and it's coming in the form of racism. It's coming in the form of hatred. It's coming in the form of division. But that is what he does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus has come to give life, and life more abundantly, to them that believe. Believe on the word of God today and stand up and fight against the powers of darkness with your life. Let your life be a light. That's how you fight. You fight by transforming into the image of his son. That's how we fight. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. Thank you, Lord, for your word that's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it is in our hand where we shall be able to cut down the enemy, because it is the sword of the Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Teach us your word, and may we use your word in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. We have been in the book of John for quite some time. We are now in chapter 19, and we have left off, I believe, on verse 5, and we're going to reread that because we are at the point, excuse me, I have sinuses. We are at the point of getting ready to walk into the crucifixion, and we're going to go between books. After I read a few scriptures here today on this podcast, I believe we're going to go to the book of Matthew chapter 27, and we may actually go over to Luke also, but we're going to read out of John 19 today, beginning at verse 5. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. Now Pilate knew that something was wrong with this. He was a Roman. He didn't believe in God or the God of the Israelites, but he knew something was amiss with what was going on, and he knew that they were jealous of Jesus, and they hated him without a cause, and he knew of the miracles that were taking place, and he knew this, that no man could do miracles unless something was with him, unless he believed in God or not, and he was afraid. He was afraid. I remember going out with a person years ago, and I wasn't even in church. I knew who God was. I had been to church many times, but I had no relationship with God. I was in and out and in and out. I didn't have what they call a nickel's worth of commitment towards God. But I went out with a man, and he told me he had a calling on his life, but he had not accepted it for years. And I was watching him And he was basically in a backslidden state. And I told him I didn't have a relationship with God that was, I was carrying out any relationship with God. But I knew that something was off about it. And I told him, I'm concerned about dating you. Any person that runs from the calling of God, refuses to answer it, and just decides to live like the world is gonna suffer greatly. I end up marrying the man, and we suffered. We suffered greatly. It is nothing to play around with to be 1 foot in the world and 1 foot out of the world. That fear that you feel because you refuse to acknowledge and walk in the calling of God is real. Trust me when I tell you, accept it, walk in the calling of the Lord, and move forward and do what He say. Amen? Do what He is calling you to do. But Pilate was afraid because he had reason to fear. He knew something was wrong. He didn't understand it, but he knew something was wrong. And he knew that they were jealous over Jesus, and he was concerned because we had a man here that was saying that he was the Son of God. He was afraid of that. Verse 9. And went again into the judgment hall, Pilate did, and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? Where did you come from? But Jesus gave him no answer. Verse 10, Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? And Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power or no authority at all against me, except it be given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivereth me unto thee hath the greater sin. He read Pilate, and he saw right through that. And Pilate asked him where he came from. And Pilate said, Answer me, because don't you know I have power to crucify thee? He read right through Pilate and said, The greater sin is the one that has led me to you. You won't have the greater sin. Pilate needed to hear that. He needed to hear that because he, which is in another book, which I believe is in Luke, he washed his hands and said, I have nothing to do with this. Jesus just told him, the greater sin belongs to them that delivered me unto you. It doesn't belong to you. You have sin, but the greater sin belongs to them. And he says, you have no power, but only power that comes from above. Know this. There is no power but of God, and all power has been ordained of God. Any person in authority is in authority from God. Whether it be was before a Hitler, whether it's President Obama, whether it's your boss, whether it's your husband. There is no power but of God, and all power has been ordained by God. Now, we respect power and we follow the Lord. You have to research the scriptures. You have to read the scriptures, and you have to pray to God to know what you ought to do in all circumstances. Join me next time on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.